Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. If you missed yesterday's podcast, I highly recommend you listen to it. We had an important prayer at the end of it that I think is eye-opening. Before I move on, I want to say one more thing. I was talking about yesterday how the Holy Spirit always leads us to truth, reveals truth. Let me tell you something He'll never say to you. The Holy Spirit will never say, you have sinned, you can't come into the presence of God. It is such a lie of hell for a believer to think that because they have sinned, they are not allowed into the fellowship of God. When Adam ate from the tree, God kept His appointment. He showed up in the garden to meet with Adam, which tells me that God is not as offended by your sin as you are, and that your fellowship does not fall apart when you fail. You of course want to walk free of failure. Who wouldn't? But your fellowship with God is not interrupted. If it is, it's only on your part. The Holy Spirit will never tell you you're not allowed in because of sin. Here's the fourth thing, and He does many, many, many things, but I'm just dwelling on four for purposes of the podcast. Here's the fourth thing that He does. He is the Spirit of grace. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will He be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which He was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Capital S. The Holy Spirit is not a spirit of judgment. He is the Spirit of grace. In other words, the Holy Spirit does not minister on what you do. He ministers on what Jesus did. He is not dwelling on your recent actions. He's dwelling on the eternal actions of Christ. It's why we call Him the Eternal Spirit, because He facilitates an eternal redemption. Don't ever think that the Holy Spirit's ministry is contradictory to you. The Holy Spirit is not contradictory to you. He is not opposing you. He is for you. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Holy Spirit is on your side. In fact, Jesus said, He will walk with you. He will walk alongside of you. Jesus used the Greek word to describe the Holy Spirit as parakletos, your helper, one who walks with you. That's the description of the Holy Spirit. Because He's the Spirit of grace, He always ministers grace to you. Under the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit would minister conviction of sin. And the reason He ministered conviction of sin is because sins were not paid for. They were covered by Old Testament blood, but they were not paid for. So you were still on the hook. And it was so common for sin to be the focal point of prophets that, for instance, when Elijah, when the widow loses her son, she says to Elijah, "Have you come to remind me of my sin?" And she thinks her son is dead because she has sinned. Nobody ever had that issue with Jesus. For one, He didn't walk in and kill people. When people died, they didn't think Jesus was there to remind them of their sin, because the Spirit that He put forth was the Spirit of grace. This is why I've said before, and I'll repeat it again. If someone prophesies judgment and destruction, whether it's over you or your city or your nation, they are opposed to the Spirit of grace. And since the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace, they are not using the power of the Holy Spirit to prophesy. The problem with that person is they have anger and they have unforgiveness in their heart from something, and they're wanting everybody else to be judged. They want to rain down judgment on planet Earth. The Spirit of grace will always minister grace. I hope you've been blessed. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.